It started back in August when students arrived on the Purdue campus, a challenge to create a new product made from soybeans. It culminated Wednesday night when 19 teams, 62 students, had the opportunity to show off what they had come up with for the Student Soybean Innovation Competition presented by the Indiana Soybean Alliance.
A soy-based hair tie or scrunchie.
We made a makeup remover. So we made the wipe out of soy and the makeup removing solution out of soy. So it was kind of two products in one.
Our product is a shampoo bar that essentially acts as a three-in-one, a shampoo, a conditioner, and a shaving cream.
Those were just some of the creations. And the last one you heard took home second place. The big winner of the $20,000 grand prize was Team Soy Shield.
It's essentially a self-adhesive, flexible thermoplastic wrap that can be used both in a laboratory and the household.
That's Purdue sophomore Claire Eckhart, who created the product along with her sophomore teammates Nicholas Imgee and Leah Hartzell. Eckhart, who is studying environmental and natural resources engineering, says this would be a competitor to Saran Wrap for the home, but the original idea was inspired by what they use in labs at Purdue. Eckhart is originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and has no background in farming and had no real knowledge of soybeans prior to this competition. But this experience has changed her future path.
When I started engineering, I actually thought I wanted to be a biomedical engineer. But now that I'm in the ABE department, especially through this competition, I've realized that there's so much opportunity for growth around farming. And so I'm actually working on a farm this summer, which I don't even think I would have started doing if I had the opportunity to do this competition. So yeah, it's made me realize that like development around farming and like that whole industry is like something that I'm interested in, which I never would have thought of before.
This was the 31st Student Soybean Innovation Competition. This year, the Indiana Soybean Alliance added a new component to the competition by adding a soy-based food track. I'll tell you about that Monday. Read more about this at HoosierAgToday.com.